gray hairs come after 30 years, and the backhand slaps away all your fears and wondering, is it still.
Hi, my name is Greg Yoes, and welcome to the Water Podcast. I'm a software tester in Austin, Texas, and also a songwriter. And if you like some of the music you're hearing at the beginning of the podcast and at the end, go check it out at www.greggyoes.com. That's greggyoes.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Hi, my name is Ord Hiller. I'm a quality assurance engineer at Zazzle.com, and I use Water, the premier open source automation tool, every day at work. It's my pleasure to introduce this podcast.
Welcome to the Water Podcast, episode number 26. It is Friday, July 2nd here in the United States. It's also Friday, July 2nd in Zagreb, Croatia. But our guest today is Alistair Scott, and it is Friday, July 3rd. In Australia. So my name is Greg Yoes again, and Zeliko Philippin is here, our normal host, and also Alistair B. Scott. Welcome, Alistair.
Thank you, Greg.
It's actually Saturday in Australia, right?
No, it's Friday, but isn't it Thursday there?
Oh, it's Thursday here.
It's Thursday here, and it's Friday there. Oh,
Friday.
Good catch. Hi, Alistair. Good morning.
Hi.
It's 7 a.m., right?
7 a.m., yeah.
It's 11 p.m. here and 4 p.m. Greg's time. We're here today to talk about water.com. So what's all the fuss about?
Okay, well, I've spent a little bit of time in the last couple of weeks setting up a new website for the Water Project. As you could guess, it's at water.com, and the aim is to have an easy to use site that you can access quickly information about water.
I'm just looking at it, and it looks much nicer than anything that I'll be able to do. You're really great with those little icons and stuff.
Thanks.
Everybody likes pictures.
I like the big install badge.
Yeah. Big red.
Even though it doesn't actually install from that badge.
No.
Well, that's a hidden page. It leads to a page that isn't in the tabs there.
In the top, yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. It has information for all the platforms and stuff. Looks great. How come you decided to do a site? Didn't you like the way it was before with water stuff all around the internet?
Yeah, well, as you just pointed out, it's been scattered more than it should be. And also it was on a site that was a little bit harder to maintain than the current site. So the aim is to have it on a site that's very easy to update, so it can be very dynamic. The new site also gives us some better features, such as being able to incorporate like Twitter feeds into it, having RSS feeds, having a blog feed, so things like that, which were harder to do on our old site.
I really like that feeds.
So this looks like a WordPress theme or a blog thing.
Yeah, so the site's actually hosted on WordPress.com.
Okay.
And so, yeah, it's a WordPress site, which was originally designed to do blogs, but it's quite easy to use to create sites, so to speak, with pages, yeah, the traditional thing, as well as having some blogging component where you can have a news feed with RSS and that sort of thing. So it's quite easy to customize.
It's got all the plugins.
Yeah, so it's got things called widgets, I think, and gadgets on the right-hand side where you can do whatever you want. So you can put in RSS or Twitter or search or maps or anything like that. So,
yeah. Have you been able to track the statistics on it since you put it up?
I have. I haven't for a couple of days, but the first day there was over 300 views of it.
Nice.
And I'll just log in now and have a look, because that's the other good thing about WordPress is you can see the statistics and there's a dashboard that's really easy to use and easy to navigate.
Yeah.
So I'll just log in and have a look.
That'd be
right
great.
Now.
I just have a quick question. I didn't even know that you can point domain to WordPress.com blog. I thought that when you're on WordPress.com, you have to have their domain.
Oh yeah, no, you can add your own domain on WordPress.com, and it's about, I think it's like $9 a year, and then if you want it, that's if you've got your own domain, or you can pay like $15 a year to if you want to buy a new domain. And there's another few upgrades. You can upgrade to include any sort of file, so you can have put MP3s and that sort of thing. And there's another upgrade where you can actually do your own custom CSS, which is something we might need to do in the future.
Who's paying for the domain right now?
I think Paul Rogers is the owner of the domain. So he owns the domain. And I've just personally paid for the, like, to have the domain on WordPress. So.
Great. Well, thank you.
Thanks.
It's okay. Let's have a look at the stats. Yeah, so... the first day we had about over 300 views, and then since then there's been about 100 views a day. So, yeah, on the site.
Great.
Yep.
And Water Podcast will be glad to sponsor the cost for the next year, since you're paying for this year.
Thank you.
Thanks. Actually, waterpodcast.com is also runs WordPress, but I have a hosted version.
Yeah.
I buy some shared hosting and I have a few sites there.
Yeah, that gives you a bit more flexibility, but this is sort of enough for our purpose.
And you can always move it to a hosted solution if you like.
Exactly.
You said that WordPress will allow us to have more people help on the website. Do you need help?
Definitely need feedback. So if anyone, all I've done is basically taken the content from the old site and moved it into the new site. And so there might be some pages or information that's out of date. So if there are any pages or information that are out of date, provide some feedback, and we'll get to a point where it's quite easy for multiple people to update it. So there's versioning and authoring. So if people want to volunteer to maintain the site, let me know, and then we can add people and then we can move it so that it is updated by the community. But in the first instance, if anyone has feedback, let me know if there's anything that needs to be changed.
How can people contact you?
They can have a look at my blog, which is watermelon.wordpress.com. They can access me on Twitter, which is just Alistair Scott. And there's also I've set up a new Twitter account for water.com. It's just called Water on Twitter. So if you put a message on, at Water on Twitter, that'd be great.
And there's also always Water General.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's the mailing list on Google Groups.
What do you plan to do with the site in the future? Do you have any plans to add more content there?
Definitely the aim is to have a site that basically someone who doesn't know about water, when they come to this site, they can basically find out as much as they need to find out to start with, and then they can use it to go and easily find more information that they're specifically interested in. So whatever we need to do to add that, that's sort of the plan. The other side to it is you've seen the buzz, so to sort of have it to as a constant way to display, showcase what water's being used for, so a bit of like a marketing sort of campaign. And that's why on the site, down the bottom on the homepage, I've actually put some of the big water users. So I've put some of the icons. So sort of like a showcase of what people are doing with water. So just to, so people understand what its versatility.
That image with logos of the sites is really great. Logos of the companies that use water.
Yeah, I thought it was really ironic that HP were a water user. I just couldn't, when I saw, because I got all those company names directly from our wiki, which is updated directly by people, so they're all voluntary. You know, there could be more companies that haven't put their name up, but yeah, HP software on there. I thought that was hilarious. So,
and just to make it clear for the people that don't know, HP creates software for testers, right?
Yeah, they create automated software. Like probably one of the most popular tools is QuickTest Pro and WinRunner. So yeah, which is what is similar to what Water does. So
yeah, so Water is competition there.
Yeah, it's competition.
Yeah, and I was
sorry.
I'm sorry. I was just wondering. And I was sort of half listening and half looking at the website. The logos that you have, those are the. In fact, I think I know some of the folks that work in these companies, but they have not, just to be clear, adopted Water as sort of their main platform for testing. Obviously, right?
All I've done is on our list of water users, which is people who have come on and said what they're using water for. All those companies are on the list of water users. Right. Some of them, yeah, use it in different ways. Like I know that Gap, I know that Charlie uses this, like from the wiki, there's 14 people that use it there. Right. Some of the other ones, like which I talked about, which were, say, HP, there's one person that uses it there for the HP shopping site, and for Yahoo, like they use it for Yahoo Answers and things like that. So, yeah, there's varying degrees. It doesn't mean it's the only thing that they use. It just means that they do use water in some form.
Right. So the purpose of the site really is to organize sort of all the documentation and just create a portal for all the water users. Is that correct?
I don't think it's not really aimed at replacing the wiki, which is sort of user documentation. I guess, yeah, I guess the distinction is that I would see it, and I guess this is something that might evolve as well, because it's not just my site, it's the whole community site. But to me, it's a marketing site. It sort of shows what water is, where it's being used, a quick way of how to use it. And then, so it would probably be aimed at people that are new to water. Once people start using water, I guess the wiki and Jira would be more useful, because there's more detailed technical knowledge on there.
Right.
So this is really like an introduction. So it's like a marketing sort of campaign.
Yeah, that's what I like about it. It's something I could shoot off to, you know, some of my testers, and they would know kind of how to get it installed, get it going. And, you know, sending someone to a wiki is a little bit overwhelming, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So this is just like a website, yeah. So, sort of, yeah.
Cool.
Wiki has a lot of data, and it's easy to get lost there.
The wiki, yeah.
I know it because I worked on it for a while, but for a new user, I guess it's pretty confusing. I actually have a question from Water General. I posted there that we are recording, and Al Snow asked, could it be done so the water code that's there is extracted somewhere and run on regular basis, so we are sure that the code works all the time?
Okay, installed in a version control or something like that, or...?
Yeah, something like that. Whatever is convenient or easy to do.
I guess the example that's on there at the moment is actually from the Wikipedia site. And so I guess I chose that one because it's just very simple. And I imagine that there'd have to be a pretty fundamental change to how water works for that not to run. So I don't I think it would probably wouldn't really be required to have that in some sort of version control or anything like that. But certainly if we have a look at doing more detailed examples on there, we possibly might need that. But we could even, if we go that way, we can even start including a unit test on there or something.
Unit test for the code on the site.
Yeah, so something that gets run every time we build water.
Well, that's a good idea. What actually happened to the old site at RubyForge? Is it still up?
The old site's still there, and I believe Brett Petticord's currently on vacation. I believe he's going to redirect it. I think because he's on vacation, he can't do it at the moment. So, but the idea is to actually redirect the old site, the RubyForge site, onto water.com. So whenever someone goes to a link there, it'll go straight across.
Cool. Hey, Alistair. Is there a, I haven't checked, a WordPress plugin to support a forum on water.com?
There isn't on water on WordPress.com where we're hosted at the moment, but there definitely is if we decide to self-host it, which is something that we could do. The only hesitation I have is that Google Groups is really a forum, so I'm not sure whether that's creating an overlap.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I mean, the Google Groups is... It is a forum, but at the same time, you know, some of the forums that I've been a part of lately allow you to sort of break out various categories and, you know, essentially have multiple forums based on, you know, different topics. And the Google group is kind of just one big group, and I tend to not follow it.
Yeah, cause
just
it's
because,
so much,
you know,
content. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
We actually have a few more water-related mailing lists. I think they're all at RubyForge Water Core and Water Develop or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that it has any traffic, any of those.
Yeah, I mean, you know, mailing lists are just so, you know, early 2000s.
So, yesterday's news, as Alistair would say, for us.
Right.
Yeah, I guess the other option is that OpenQA, which still hosts a wiki in Nigeria, they've got a forum as well, so we can have access to that. It's just deciding, I guess the main thing is deciding that we don't want to use Google Groups anymore, we want to use a forum, so.
Actually, I like the Google Groups more than the forum. We used for a while forums at OpenQA, and I don't know, something was wrong there. So we decided to go, I don't know. I see that the site has a blog buzz, but do you plan to include something like planet.water.com where people could blog about water or that could aggregate people that blog about water?
Yeah, possibly. We'd just have to, I guess it's depending on what people want. If people want to do that, if that's something that is popular, then yeah, we'll do that. It's certainly possible, and as I said, I've set up a Twitter account for water, so I sort of plan on using that to retweet what other people are using water, so it's sort of like market or push out the water message. So that's another sort of channel.
Wasn't there a talk about water reflections sites that would aggregate all the blog posts about water?
Yeah, I think there was some talk about that quite a while ago. I'm not sure whether that ever came about. I think there's a page on the wiki that actually aggregates various people's feeds. But yeah, I don't think it ever actually came about. There is, I think Tim Koopmans has got a site that does some water examples as well. Just Add Water, I think it's called.
True.
So, yeah, there's a few different ones out there. I guess it's just trying to collect those and bring them all together. So, yeah.
you and me blog from time to time directly about water, so Brett also and Charlie, so we could aggregate such stuff.
Yeah, that's the sort of... But I guess it really depends on what people want, because, I mean, I personally use Google Reader, and so I do that all myself, and I don't mind having, you know, like a few different feeds that I can control. I probably wouldn't want a single feed, but yeah, some other people might. And I guess that the aim of that water, the water buzz on the water.com is to sort of show it is a blog buzz and there's a Twitter buzz, so it's sort of to show every mention of water, rather than have just a few specific sites that are included.
It would be nice just to have a list of people that blog about water so people can choose who to read.
Okay, yep, cool. Well, that'd be great. Yeah, that'd be something that we can add straight away to the site. Yeah, just a list of all the blogs that are heavily based around water. That'd be good, yeah.
Personally, what would you like to see on the site? Is there anything you would like to see?
Yeah, I'd like to see a couple better examples. As I said, there's only a Google example on there at the moment. I'd like to see like a couple of really good examples that clearly show what water does and what it can do. That to get those examples, it just takes a bit of thinking about how to choose one and how to get one that's right. So that's something that I'm aiming to do, to add that.
More code.
Yeah, just a little bit more code, so...
I really like the site. I'm browsing around while we're talking. It's good to have a small site that you can, when you're new to technology, when you come there and you visit 5 or 10 pages and you know that there's everything you need to know. If the site gets too big, I get lost.
Yeah. So that's one of the design intentions.
Yeah, it's full of links. I just browse around and there are links to this and that, and lots of it is on Water Wiki that has really a lot of content, but it's hard to find everything there.
I noticed both of you guys are on the core team.
Where's there on community?
Yeah, under community. Just wondering what were the criteria to be on the core water team and who's organizing it, I guess.
I think Brett decides who gets on the core team. I know how I got in, and how did you get in, Alistair?
I think I just appeared on there one day. I don't know how that happened.
I actually know how, but I wanted you to talk about it. So Alistair was doing a lot of work in Water Wiki, and one day Brett said, "Oh, this guy Alistair is, as I said, doing a lot of work. We are going to make him a Water Wiki master and promote him to core team." And we all said, "Oh yeah, bring him on."
So I guess it's like a communal voting, you know, like a committee vote. It's like a core committee, and then you vote other people on or off.
No, actually,
perfect.
Brett just said, "Oh, he's doing a lot of work. Let's make him do more work. If we make him member of core team, he'll feel like it's something he has to
he
do.
He has to."
And actually, I got in because I answered a lot of questions on Water General. Simple questions I must add to this description because I don't know all that cool stuff. But there are a lot of people that are new to Water, and if you want to make it to the core team, just answer a few simple questions and edit a few pages here and there, and you're in just like that.
Zelka's way to get into the water core team.
Yeah, and then the jobs come rolling in, right?
Yeah.
Also, did you actually contribute any code to the water project, or just documentation?
No, just documentation. And,
I didn't even contribute any documentation, just answers.
Yeah, and I guess recently Brett sort of sent out a memo of some form, and it said that the community is just about as much as documentation, information, blogging and stuff, as well as writing code. So originally it was all about writing code, but he recognizes that we need other people that don't just write code but also do all the other stuff. So, and that's where Jelko, I think you've been good in doing a lot of the support and helping people out with things, as well as code.
Yeah, I think that support is really important. Water is easy and to use, but people get stuck, and when you can say, oh, you don't need single quotes but double quotes or stuff like that, and you can really help somebody. Alistair, any closing thoughts?
Yeah, just wanted to reiterate that if you have any feedback, send it through. You can even leave comments on the actual site on certain pages, not on the main page, but other pages. So send the feedback through if you have any feedback, and the site will get better as it goes along.
Greg?
No, it looks great. It's great to have a centralized resource like that looks really nice and simple and clean, and we'll be doing my part to get it out there.
Thanks. And since you're the host, I'm just pasting you what to say for the end.
Oh, okay, good. Since I messed up the beginning so good.
Oh, no, it was great. I didn't even notice that it's not Friday.
It feels like Friday because we don't have to work tomorrow. It's 4th of July, which is our Independence Day here in the United States.
Oh, really? I missed that. But I have to work tomorrow.
Yes, lots of fireworks.
Greg, I've pasted you the text for the end.
Okay.
And
stand
by.
Thank you for listening to the Water Podcast. Please leave a comment at waterpodcast.com. The site for Zelko is zelkofilipin.com. That's ZELJKOFILIPIN.com.
I never spell it because it's too long, but it was great.
Yeah, you got to spell it because I'm not pronouncing it right, I'm sure.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, let's see.
Your site?
The podcast is, my site is www.yosbrain.com. Go to the left side of the brain and you'll get my technical stuff. Alistair?
Yeah, my site's
I believe Alistair. Right. Right. So go to Alistair's site at watermelon.com. That's WATIR melon. The podcast is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 3.0 Croatia license. All links are in episode show notes.
Thanks a lot.
Sure.
Talk to you later.
All right.
But
hey, Greg, I was going to say your site, I just brought it up now, it's awesome. I love the brain. It's awesome. It's really cool.
Well, that's because I'm torn. I've got two personalities.
Yeah, I'm the same. I've got two separate blogs, and they're not connected at all. One's my right blog, one's my left blog. So.
Perfect. I'm about to redesign it all. So a lot of the links are busted, but it keeps me straight.
One side needs to be bigger than the other, though.
That's right.
The right side always needs to be bigger. The left side just needs to be this tiny, tiny dot.
Right. It just needs to sustain.
Yeah.
All right. Well, have a good day, Alistair.
Okay. You too. Thank you.
Bye. Good night, Zelko. Bye.
Good night.
And the gray hairs come after 30 years, and the backhand slaps away all your fears, and wondering, is it still the same? In the same old room, in the same old house, to the same old tunes, and then you want it for.